Searching for Mary Ellen by Joseph Shumway. The name of my third great-grandmother, Mary Ellen Williams, stood out on the list of names I was researching because she was half Cherokee Indian. I became interested in family history when I was about 12. After a few years of researching the lives of my ancestors, I was fascinated by this small detail about her life. But finding the information necessary to submit Mary Ellen's name for temple work was tough. I began my search by looking through the 1900 census records. I couldn't find what I needed there, so Mary Ellen's name went back into the files and I continued to work on other family lines. About 1 year later, I found an old, tattered envelope which contained letters from people whom my mother had corresponded with concerning her family history. There wasn't much information about Mary Ellen, but it stirred an excitement in me once again. I searched through cemetery records, marriage records, birth records, and death dates. I was running out of leads, but I continued to fast and pray for any leads to Mary Ellen. In 1996, at a family reunion, I sought help from family members and received a copy of an obituary of Grace Meador Wooden, Mary Ellen's daughter. I read it, hoping to find something about Mary Ellen. Again, nothing. However, survivors listed in the obituary included a sister named Audrey. I looked in the phone directory and found her number. My mother called her for me to ask for any information on Mary Ellen. Audrey answered many questions and said she would send me what she could. I waited daily for news from Audrey, but nothing came. 2 months had passed when I got a phone call from Audrey's daughter. Audrey had not been well and had passed away shortly after she and my mother had spoken. But the search for Mary Ellen didn't end with Audrey's death. While going through her mother's things, Audrey's daughter found an old family Bible and said she would send me information out of it. Another 2 months passed, and nothing came in the mail. I couldn't give up, so I spoke out loud. "Mary Ellen, I don't know where you are, and I have searched everywhere possible. I don't know where else to look. If you want to be found, you have to help me." The next day, I received a large manila envelope from Audrey's daughter containing valuable information. Among the treasures was a copy of a small booklet of biographical sketches of Mary Ellen Williams. I had found her after 2.5 years of searching. I immediately went to my room and thanked my Heavenly Father for answering my prayers. On August 11, 1998, my great-great-great-grandmother, Mary Ellen Williams, received her temple blessings. End of the article, Searching for Mary Ellen, by Joseph Shumway. Roots and Branches.